Now, without any delay, we would like to invite Sister Sunny Chan to bear his testimony and followed by Brother Jim Dai.
首先，我们先邀请三妮姐妹能够来为我们做见证，然后再请那个 Jim 弟兄。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share the story of how I became a member of the True Jesus Church.
奉主耶稣圣名，我想在这里见证我怎么样成为真耶稣教会的信徒。
When I met the members of Canoga Park Church last January,
去年一月的时候，我第一次碰见贾诺家的信徒。
In 2012,
这是2012年。
I had been attending the UCLA Bible Study Group called Rooftop Fellowship.
我那时已经在UCLA 大学的团契已经跟他们查经一段时间。
For about 10 weeks.
大概有十个礼拜之长。
This was my first quarter at UCLA.
那是我是在 UCLA 第一个 quarter 的时候。
How I got to find out about the fellowship was truly by God's blessing.
我怎么样找到这个学校团契也是一个神的恩典。
And the story really begins with my childhood growing up in Staten Island, New York.
这个故事就是其实是从我小的时候在Staten Island, 这个在纽约 Staten Island 那边开始。
In my borough, Koreans were a minority.
在我那一区住的那一区韩国人是少数人族。
But even then, there were many Korean churches of different denominations.
虽然如此，但是有很多不同教派的韩国教会在那边。
And within the denomination that I grew up in,
那在我长大的所去的教那个教会那边，
there was much infighting, corruption, and political agendas.
在那个教会我就看到很多里面的这种争执，还有政治，还有这些，很多败坏。
Every 2 years, I was dragged along to a different church.
所以每两年，我就被父母亲带到另外一个教会去。
Because of such conflicts.
就是因为教会里头这些出了这么多的问题。
Hearing and seeing adults spread rumors and rally up their positions using debasing language.Was pretty difficult for me to comprehend.
所以从小看到大人，他们用很多不同的方法，然后把人召集起来，然后两边就开始吵争论，对一个孩子来讲是很艰难的事情。
And being a kid, it was conflicting to be forbidden to talk to your best friends.
对一个孩子来说。要大人叫我不许跟我的最好的要好的朋友讲话。
Because they were from another church or the opposing group at your church.
就只有因为你最好朋友他们一家族是属于他们对敌的一派或者是另外一个教会的关系。
Because of this kind of background,
因为我有这种背景。
I stopped speaking my native language.
我就不再用我的母语了。
I believed in miracles when I was 8 years old.
我八岁的时候相信有神迹。
Because the Lord saved my father.
因为主救了我父亲。
When no doctor in New York had a good prognosis for his brain injury.
那时候在纽约，所有最好的医师都没有办法能够诊判我父亲的脑部的疾病。
After several attempts to fix things. Several attempts.
他们也试了好几次来医治他。
In that year that seemed to last forever.
那一年感觉上是几乎是能够延迟永恒。
Our family prayed every night because our lives depended on it.
我们每一家人每天晚上祷告，因为这是很紧急的事情。
I was first asked to commit my life to Christ when I was 11 years old.
我在11岁那一年。我就把我的生命交给主耶稣。
at a Christian summer camp.
是在一个夏令营，一个基督徒的夏令营里面。
And I did so because everyone else was doing it.
我这样做，因为大家都这样子做。
I later found out that it meant things like being a good person, living for Jesus.
后来我才了解这个把我的生命交给主的意思就是过一个基督徒的生活而且要要完全向信靠他
And that God would be the best father figure who would protect you through all things
还有神就是我们在天上最好的一个父亲能够照顾我们
This latter part really appealed to me
所以在这这一个关键对我来说是很重要的
Because even though I was fortunate to have a father who was alive,
虽然我有一个在世上有一位还活在的父亲
and a family that loved me,
还有一个家庭都很爱我
at the time I don't think I knew about it.
可是那时候我并不体验到
I thought my worth was in my grades.
所以我觉得我自己的价值就是在我的学校成绩上。
Because my dad would call me stupid during the year of his sickness.
因为当他生病的时候，他常常我的父亲就会骂我很笨。
My grades were slipping because I didn't understand the concept of homework.
我的成绩就一直下降，因为我那时候不懂得回家作业是什么意思。
And no one was looking after me.
也没有人在看顾我。
And I learned that getting good grades was the only time my parents expressed pleasure with me.
我发现只有我考好成绩的时候，我的父母亲才对我有好感。
So as I proved to be focused, I began to be singled out from my sisters.
所以我就这样子的很专注对我的学业，我就跟我的姐妹们隔离了。
Getting dropped off at remote libraries on the weekends.
常常在周末我就被送到图书馆去。
With nothing to do but study for college exams.
我什么事都不做，就是为了考大学的工作来读书。
I'm sure my grades were great.
我相信我的成绩那时候是很不错。
But I know I suffered from not being heard.
但是我却受到很大的伤害，因为没有人听到我。
And having Americanized expectations of a father figure.
然后有一个属于美国式的这种期待父亲的一个这种父亲的一个形象。
For example.
比如说。
My younger sister and I learned to never displease my father.
我的妹妹跟我，就是学习到不要让我的父亲不高兴。
After one long night that ended in the disownment of my older sister at 15.
有一个晚上，我的父亲就不再认我的大姐，她那时候才15岁。
Over a sleepover.
因为我的姐姐想要去同学家过夜。
For many years, I never heard him speak to her directly.
所以之后呢，我就不再跟我的姐姐直接说话了。
But only refer to her in the third person as it or she, and calling her demon possessed as often as possible.
然后我叫我的姐姐就是她就是属于物就是像一个不再属于人这样子叫他，然后有的时候叫他是被附鬼的人。
So from this typical Asian American background,
所以以这种亚洲在美国长大的一个家庭
，I was ripe for picking by the gospel that promised the father of love.
所以我就对非常对这个福音，这个有一个很慈爱父亲。的形象的这个福音而深深吸引。
Luckily for me,
很可信的对我来说
，attending the Christian fellowship in high school was the only extracurricular activity that my parents didn't disapprove of.
让我在高中的时候参加基督徒这种学生团契是我父母亲允许的一件事情。
My zeal for God grew, and I involved myself in evangelical work.
所以我就对神慢慢的大发热心，然后参加很多宣道工作。
At school and at church.
在学校还有在教会。
But going to one Korean church after another, where spiritual education was non-existent.
但是我从一个韩国教会到搬到另外一个韩国教会，他们的这种宗教教育不是都没有很重视。
And no real thought was ever given to what the children might be up to.
还有父亲也不是常常很关注孩子在做什么。
My faith was based on sermons from famous pastors.
所以我的信仰都依靠在这些有名的著名的这些宣道家或者是传道人们。
And though I read the Bible daily with daily devotional books,
虽然我每天读经还有这些这种陪读的查考圣经的这种书籍。
Without a teacher, my faith lacked insight, and I was always more and more confused.
但是因为我没有这种宗教教育的老师，所以我的信仰就是没有很专注，也常常我很很多事情都很迷糊。
By the time I reached college as an undergrad,
当我上了大学之后，
my best friend and I were determined to become nun doctors. Nuns.Who are doctors?
我的最好的朋友跟我就下决心，我们两个要做一个两位都做修女医师。
Open a convent hospital in a developing country and administer medical help to those in need.
我们想将来到这个第三国家，然后开一个这种修道院式的医院，然后帮助那边的贫穷人。
In this way, I spent all of my newfound freedom away from home.
这样子我就可以因为离开家很远有这种自由。
Coordinating community service events.
然后可以组织这些这个社区的这种活动。
And taking part in Christian fellowships on campus.
而且在大学的学院里面有这种基督徒的团契。
I like church so much that I would go to two different churches on a given Sunday.
我那时候非常热爱去教会，常常一个星期天我去两间不同教会。
I played drums for my church praise team.
我帮教会里头乐团打鼓。
And for a while I was spending 20 hours a week for church.
有的时候一个礼拜我都在花20个小时在教会里。
In addition to attending multiple campus fellowships,
而还加上去其他不同的校园团契。
At some point, this was all not sustainable.
在当然，这个对我来说都是很难维持下去很长的一段时间。
And precipitated with some major pieces of drama within the campus fellowships.
然后也就发出很多在这种校园团契出了一些这种不是很好的冲突。
I was sick of humans' ability to corrupt everything they touch.
我很感到人所碰到的任何一件事情都会被他们腐败而感到很那种很大的挣扎。
I dropped church cold turkey.
所以我就一下子完全不去教会了。
I organized one more religious event. One more religious event. Campus
organized. You did organize. Okay. 可是我后来还是组织了一个校园的宗教的一个组织。
The largest religious event ever to take place on our anti-religious campus.
Anti-religious.
Anti-religious.
这是一个。整个校园最大一个反宗教派的一个活动。
And promptly disappeared for half a year.
然后我就半年失踪。
I traveled to do research in Korea.
我就 到 旅行到韩国去收集资料。
And then to study abroad in London.
然后去伦敦那里读书。
Anything to get away from everything.
我就想以借这种方式来逃避我所面对的。
I thought I would never stray.
我本来相信我是不会走歪的。
But that year, God knows I did.
但是那一年神知道我已经走偏了。
The year after college, I was working and living in Baldwin Park.
那我毕业之后我是住在伯文那边。
Ironically, this is not where I first went to the True Jesus Church.
但是很可笑的，我却没有去那边的教会，伯文 Park 教会。
Even though it was half a block away from my house.
其实那时候离我家只有半条路。
Even though I had my coworkers and my best friend.
我那时候有很多同事还有好朋友。
There was truly a lonely feeling in my heart.
但是我心中却非常孤单。
And I knew that God was missing.
我知道，因为我心中缺少神。
I would cry and try to seek God in the Bible.
我是试着看读经来找神。
But the words like before were just words that I couldn't truly understand.
但是这些字，从圣经上的这些字就跟我以前念的书的字一样。
They offered me no comfort.
对我来说一点安慰都没有。
So I made a deal with God.
所以我就跟神讲一个条件。
I told him I would return to him.
我跟他讲我会归回你。
When I entered grad school next year.
当我再回到学校念博士学位的时候。
And if he would just find me a good Bible study.
要是他能够帮我找到一个好的查经的团契。
I would come back to his fold.
我就再归回到他的圈子里。
UCLA was nothing like my undergrad.
UCLA 跟我上大学的时候环境完全不一样。
In that there were so many different Christian fellowships.
因为在那里有很多不同的基督教派的团契。
A few of which I already knew had cult-like behaviors.
有几个团契我知道他们已经有这种邪教的这种表现。
And I was ready to try them.
我已经想要去试试这些地方。
But before I even started classes.
我还没有开始正式上课之前
I was contacted by an acquaintance from college
我就是大学认识一个同学跟我联络
who I barely knew beforehand and didn't even know was a Christian
我当时的时候我对他也不是很认识也根本不知道这个人他是基督徒
We grabbed lunch, and when I expressed that I was looking for a Bible study, he offered the rooftop fellowship.
当我跟他谈话吃午餐的时候，我告诉他我在找一个团契，就是能够查经。他就告诉我这个rooftop 的团契。
So in the first week, I tried several different Bible study groups.
所以开学的第一个礼拜，我就试了很多不同的查经团契。
And ended up liking the coziness of rooftop small gathering.
后来我是就发现这个 rooftop 这个很小的这种小小的团契很舒服，我就留在那里了。
The group always made me feel welcome and sometimes invited me to church.
他们常常让我感觉就是很舒服，很欢迎我，然后有的时候也邀请我去教会。
But I thought I wasn't interested in the church part because I was still feeling wary of people-run organizations.
我当时觉得我还是不想去参加一个人所造的一个组织，所以我觉得对教会没有很大的兴趣。
Full of corruption and conflict.
所以因为教会，对我来说都是腐败的。
Being hypocritical in the sight of God.
在神面前，他们都是假冒为善的人。
But it was time to give it a try last January 2012.
所以那个就是去年2012年的一月，我想我还是试一次吧。
And I continued to seek God until spiritual convocation in April last year.
我就不断的在寻找神，一直到去年四月灵恩会的时候。
One night after covering the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch.
那天晚上讲到菲利跟这个埃迪亚的太监
，who also had been fumbling by himself with the Bible，
因为这个太监他也在查经的时候看不懂
，but who upon hearing the fulfillment of the prophecy，
但是当他听到这是原来是一个预言将要成已经成已经呈现了
，about Jesus，
因为是关于主耶稣。
Immediately asked to be baptized.
马上他就要求洗礼。
Then I too felt I was in a hurry to be saved of my sins.
当时我就感觉我应该快快的把我的罪也洗掉。
At the UCLA kickoff event for spring spiritual convocation.
在 UCLA 他们春季的这个灵恩会的开始。
I had a lot of questions.
我有很多的问题。
And they got answered.
他们都回答我了。
And that evening, as we kneeled to pray in conclusion,
那天晚上我们祷告结束祷告的时候
I prayed earnestly.
我是非常迫切祷告。
In that prayer, God revealed himself to me and another sister.
那一晚神显现给我还有另外一个姐妹。
As a radiating white light.
就像一个很非常大的光。
It seemed very powerful.
是一个非常有能力的光。
And it able to pierce my entire being.
这个光有能力把我能够照透我这个整个人。
But it was not harsh, only warm and comforting.
但是却不是很激烈的、强烈的这种不舒服的光，但是却是一个很舒适的光。
I felt I understood its purity and power was there to make me realize what it means to fear the Lord and obey Him.
我发现那时候就是让我了解神的能力，还有让我看到神的神的圣洁，然后知道我需要这个神的这种力量。
And in this, I reflect when I pray.
所以在我祷告的时候，我不断思考。
To remind myself that my body is only physical, but my soul is claimed by God.
告诉自己我的身体只是一个肉体，而且是暂时的，但是我的灵魂是属于神的。
Who is spirit? God, who is spirit?
神是灵。
For eternity, like the white light that seemed to come from everywhere in that prayer.
而且它是永恒的，就像我在祷告看的这个大光一样。
I was baptized the next morning and continued to seek the Holy Spirit today.
第二天我就接受了洗礼，一直到如今我还在求圣灵。
And also by God's grace.
而借着神的恩典。
My family is reconciled.
我跟我的家人也和好。
And my older sister is very passionate about serving the Lord through missions.
我的大姐也是现在很热心的在宣道工作。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢大家。
Before I testify, let's all bow head and pray silence.
请大家低头默祷。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
Last year, I had an unusual dream.
去年我做了一个很特殊的一个梦。
In this dream, I saw that my mom was sick and died.
我在这梦中，我看到我母亲病重，而且就将去世。
I was shocked by it and woke up immediately.
我就很惊怕，马上就从梦中醒来。
I had come to America in 2011.
我是在2011年来到美国的。
And just left my mom for about 1 year. 离开我妈妈。
所以我已经离开妈妈一年了。
How can she die and leave me?
他怎么能够在这时去世离开我呢？
A few days later，
结果几天之后，
My dad also told me that he and my mom will pass away one day.
They will.
My daddy.
父亲跟你说，他们将会离开。
Yeah.
我的父亲，这几天之后，我的父亲，跟我说，我跟你的妈妈，有一天都会离开你的。
It was a scary moment for me.
对我来说，这是一个很神圣的，神圣的，沉重的一个时候。
I had never thought about it in my life.
因为这之前我从来没有想过。
And that time, I felt so distressed.
那时候我就感到很悲伤。
I asked myself，
我就问自己
，If my parents leave me， what can I do and where I can get help if I have some troubles？
我就问自己说，要是我父母亲都离开我的话，那我去哪里呢？谁能帮助我呢
？I cried， even though I know the crying is not good for man。
虽然我就哭起来了，虽然我知道大男人不该哭的。
In Chinese culture。A man should not cry because the tear is the evidence that shows people you are weak.
尤其对一个中国人来讲，男子汉流泪是表示你是软弱的，所以这个是不好的事情。
However, I could not stop.
但是我却没有办法控制自己。
I worry a lot.
我就非常担心。
My parents love me so much.
因为我知道父母亲爱我，非常爱我。
I could not.Image that one day they will pass me, pass away.
我从来没想过我父母亲有一天会过世。
I could not sleep for a long time.
结果好一段时间我都没有办法入睡。
And I got up and went to have a long prayer.
我就起身开始祷告。
During the prayer,
在这个祷告中呢
，I felt very hot in my body.
我就感觉全身很热
，but peaceful，
但是感觉非常的平静。
I did not know the Holy Spirit can give me so much peace, which even I had it before.
我虽然有圣灵，但是我没有体验到圣灵可以给我这么心中这么多的平安。
As I continued,
我继续祷告下。
One person asked me to get up. God,
我就听到一个声音叫我站起来。
And Then I just wiped my tear.
然后我就把我眼泪擦干。
And went back to sleep.
然后就上床睡觉了。
And nothing happened that night.
结果那天晚上就很好的，就睡得很好。
In January.
在一月的时候。
I attend the CYSC in Cerrito Church.
我去Cerrito教会参加那边的青年灵恩会。
I felt so good over there.
我在那边感觉非常好。
And this event really helped me to grow in my spiritual belief.
我在那边觉得灵性大大成长。
On the first day, I knelt down to pray.
第一天我跪下祷告的时候。
I felt peaceful and hot during the prayer.
我又一次的感到全身很热，然后也是心中非常平安。
Even though it was cold in the evening.
虽然那天晚上气温是很冷的。
I felt nervous.
我本来感到很有点紧张。
Because I remember one pastor.
因为我记得有一位传道。
Who told me that the Holy Spirit is like the water.
跟我说圣灵如同水一样。
It will give us the peace.
会给我们平静平安。
However, I was feeling hot.
但是那是因为感觉全身很热。
I thought maybe it was a wrong way to pray.
所以我以为我祷告的方式不对。
I created a picture in my mind. Oh no, sorry. Later, one pastor put his hand on my head.
后来有一个传道为我按手。
And that time, I created a picture in my mind.
我就在心中想了一个看到一个影，就自己想了一个荧幕。
头脑想的。
头脑想到的话 ，Yeah， 所以我自己脑中想了，脑海想到一个相面。
A person encouraged me by putting his hand on my head.
我就感到这个人是在为我 在鼓励我，然后为我按手。
I felt the hot current throughout my body.
我就感到一个 热流在我身上。
I spoke in tongues loudly now.
然后我就开始用灵言祷告。
After the prayer,
在这祷告之后
I got up to ask a pastor.
我起来就问这个传道。
Why I felt so hot during the prayer?
我为什么祷告的时候会这么热呢？
And he told me,
他告诉我说
it was in the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵。
Like a fire in my heart and give me peace.
会，他会在你心中火热，然后给你平安。
Now I recognize.
现在我就明白了。
That I felt warm and peaceful that night.
那天晚上我感觉非常的温暖，而且非常的平静。
Due to the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那是因为圣灵充满的关系。
After January.
那一月之后。
Every time I knelt down to pray.
每一次我跪下祷告。
I always spoke by tongue.
我都会用灵言祷告
，feel hot，
然后也感到全身热
，and felt that one person was accompanying me。
我就感觉有一个人陪着我，
kneeling down to pray，
也跟着我跪在旁边祷告。
You may ask me how I know there was another person。
你或许会问我，你这样你怎么知道有你身边有个人呢
？One time, why folks?Myself to keep on the praying.
有一天，我是很专注的祷告的时候。
I heard two voices.
我听见有两个声音。
Another person always increased my voice.
有一个人的声音祷告比我更大声。
是我的声音更大。
使你的声音更大。哦，有一个人在旁边跟我一起祷告，使我的声音更大声。
And then making the voice trembling.
让我的声音有点震动。
I knew it was in the Holy Spirit.
我就知道这就是圣灵。
From then on,
从那时之后
I truly pray more.
我就尽量的多多祷告。
Put God in my daily life.
把神总是放在我日常生活当中。
And I of course. And of course, I also experience more in my spiritual life.
当然，我觉得在我的灵命上也有更多的体验。
I thought I knew God's existence is through the Holy Spirit.
God's
existence 存在。
神的存在。
哦、
oh, oh, ，我就是借着圣灵体会到神的存在。
Parents, family members, and friends.
父母亲、朋友还有亲戚。
These people are not like God.
这些人都不是神。
Who can accompany me in my eternal life?
他们不能随我直到永生。
Furthermore,
更加的。
He is the master of the universe.
因为神是这个宇宙的主管。
He has wisdom and the power to help me.
他有智慧，还有权力来能力来帮助我。
I would think I'm worthy.
我觉得我是不配的。
Wealthy,
wealthy. 哦哦，我觉得我是最富有的。
Because I have the gospel.
因为我有这个福音。
The best thing in this world.
这是全世上最好的东西。
If someone wants to use $1 billion dollars to exchange my for my gospel.
要是有人想要有$1,000,000来换我这个福音的话。
I would say no way.
我会跟他讲，是我不可能的。
I have already been a billionaire.
我觉得我已经是亿万富翁了。
So I'm not going to ask my heavenly father too much for earthly things.
所以我就不必再跟我天父要求太多世上的东西。
There always were some picture in my mind.
所以在我脑海总是有一个荧幕。
I became a little kid.
我好像转回一个孩童一样。
Pray with God.
跟神一同祷告。
Play.
哦、oh, ，play 哦、oh, ，跟神一同游戏。
Sometimes God dragged my hand.
有的时候牵着手。
Yeah.
有的时候他就牵着我的手。
Sometimes I run around him.
有的时候我在他身边跑来跑去。
These pictures always create when I in trouble or suffering.
所以每当我很困苦艰难的时候，我的脑中就想这些事情。
出现的。
哦，就会出现，哦，就会出现在我脑中。
It helped me a lot.
就会对我有很大的帮助。
Sometimes I wonder why people do not believe in God.
有的时候我在想，为什么有人不愿意信神呢？
There is so much historical evidence.
在历史上已经有很多的证明了。
That shows us that the story in Bible are true.
因为告诉我们圣经的这些故事其实都是事实。
This means the Bible is true.
告诉我们圣经是全部是真实的。
God really exists.
神实在他是存在的。
I remember when I was a truth seeker.
我记得我还在慕道的时候。
Attending the sermon.
我来听道理的时候。
I fell asleep several times.
我常常会打瞌睡。
I thought it was too hard for me to understand.
因为那时候我觉得很多听不懂的地方。
Now I think that it is not hard for me anymore.
现在我就觉得不再对我不再是艰难的事情了。
I always can get some message or answers from the sermon.
每一次的讲道，我觉得都会得到一个信息或是一个答案。
To solve my questions.
来解答我心中的问题。
The sermon seems to speak to me.
我觉得每一个讲道都在跟我讲。
I do not care too much of the topic of the sermon.
其实讲道的题目对我来说并不重要。
Instead, taking notes help me to keep some words in my mind.
我发现写笔记对我能够有很大的帮助，因为把这些神的话能够让我记下来。
I have received a lot from God.
我从神那里得到太多了。
And one sister had asked me what I can do for God.
有一位姐妹问我说，那你能为神做什么呢？
I do not know how to answer this question.
我对这个问题我是不知道怎么回答。
Because if my answer is to be a pastor,
要是我回答说那我也来做传道呢？
I think some people may say my answer is very fantastic.
有可能人会跟我说，那是太好的一件事了。
不是，我答案有点夸张。
哦，太夸张了。
Because as a pastor, it is not easy.
因为做一位传道是不容易的一件事。
And the pastor are God's servant.
因为传道是神的仆人。
The decision is made by God.
这是神来做决定的。
Now my answer is to be a general member.
我想我的答案应该就是做一个好的信徒。
But I will be, I will tell myself.
我会告诉我自己。
That I want to be better.
我想要不断的进步。
I'm going to learn everything that I can learn.
我想要尽量学习我能够学习的。
And listen to God's guidance.
然后听神的带领。
Maybe in the future.
或许在未来。
I will bear another testimony.
我可能再做一次的见证。
Which I will keep as a secret for now.
我现在先保密。
Yeah, because I haven't truly have a very good in the testimony now. But now, I want to keep now.
因为那个时候还没到，这个见证还不能讲。
Before I finish my testimony.
在我结束我的见证之前。
I want to share some words with brothers and sisters.
我想跟大家分享几节圣经。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 and 4.
请看启示录二十一章。
Revelation 21, verse 3 and 4.
启示录二十一章第三、第四节。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with man.With them, they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4.
第四节。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
When I read these two verses,
当我念到这两节圣经的时候
，I usually think I'm here with them.
我觉得在这边就
我在这里，我和他们
跟他们同在。
对，
我就感觉我跟这一群的人同在。
God Himself will be with me.
神他本人本身会与我同在。
He will wipe my tears and with me.
他会擦去我一切的眼泪。
As He guides every brothers and sisters.
他也会带领众弟兄姐妹们。
Because God is holy, He never changes.
因为神是神圣的，他永不改变。
He's still the same.
如今他还是一样的。
I understand why the Bible asks me do not do this and do not do that.
我现在了解为什么圣经告诉我不该做这事或是那些事情。
Because God wants me to be holy.
因为神要我成为圣洁的。
Sometimes I worry I'm not doing well.
有的时候我担心我做不好。
I remember I always lay down to pray and pray very much.
我记得我常常祷告我祷告很多。
I repent and pray for the, yeah.
然后我就不断的求神原谅我。
I know the only when we can obey His words.
我们只有遵守神的话语。
Will we see Him?In our heavenly home,
这样子我们就能在我们的天家与他见面。
Hope every brothers and sisters can strong spiritually.
我但愿大家弟兄姐妹们都在都有一个很强壮、很强的这种信心。
And may God continue bring love, faith, and hope to us.
愿神不断的加添爱信盼望还有。还有信心。
This is my conclusion of the sermon.
这个结束我的见证。
May all the glory be unto His name.
愿一切的荣耀归于天上的神。
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God, we just heard the wonderful testimony.
感谢神，我们刚刚听了两个很好的见证。
From Sister Sunny testimony.
从 Sunny 姐妹的见证。
We heard that she's been wandering from one church to another church.
我们听到她从一个教会跳到另外一个教会。
She knew God because she raised by the Christian family.
虽然她认识神，因为她是从一个基督徒家庭出来。
And she's also joined the Christian fellowship and also a Christian summer camp.
因为她也参加很多基督教的团契，还有很多这种夏令营。
But from all that she attends, she still feels not sustainable.
但是虽然她参加这么多的活动，她却觉得对她的信仰没有帮助。
She knows God, but she feels that God is missing.
虽然她认识神，她却觉得神不在她心中。
But thank God that she heard that God's invitation to buy a wine and bread.
但是感谢神，她听到这个邀请，要她来买酒和买粮食。
A good wine and a good bread that satisfied you.
因为好的酒和好的粮食能够让你满足。
Let's take a look at the Bible, Isaiah 55.
让我们看一下圣经以赛亚书五十五章。
Isaiah 55.
以赛亚书五十五章。
First one and two.
第一、第二节。
Isaiah 55, first one.
以赛亚书五十五章第一节。
Ho, everyone who thirsts.Come to the waters, and you have no money, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk.
你们一切干渴的都当进水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来，买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。
Without money and without price.
这里说不用任何银钱或是价值的。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Why do you spend money for what is not bread?
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的呢？
And your wages for what does not satisfy?
然后用劳碌得来那些不能使人饱足的呢？
Listen carefully to me.
你们要留意听我的话。
And eat what is good.
就能吃那美物。
And let your soul delight itself in abundance.
心中就喜乐，因为得享肥甘。
So this is what the God's invitation to Sister Sunny.
所以这个就是神这样好的这么好的邀请给Sunny 姐妹。
And thank God that she heard the God's invitation, and then she decided to buy the wine, the milk, and the bread that's good, that satisfied her soul.
我们也感谢神，她愿意接受这个邀请，也来买这个酒、奶跟这个粮食。能够真正满足他。
From a last UCLA evangelical service preacher who sermon he says like this.
我们这一次的UCLA 教员在校园的这个布道会胡传道这样说。
When we preach the gospel,
当我们宣道的时候
，It's like when we sell the product.
就像我们在卖一件东西一样。
When we sell, we have to know that our product is good.
当我们在卖这件东西的时候，我们要知道我们的产品是很好的。
Then we are with the confidence sell the product.
这样子我们才蛮有自信的能够卖出去。
And the people that we introduce, they might interested and then they buy.
这样子我们所介绍的人呢，他们才会有意想要买这个产品。
So this is also for everyone that when we preach the gospel, we know that the Bible, we can turn into this passage that we say that buy wine, milk, and bread that is good. Eat what is good. Listen to me carefully, and then this is gonna satisfy your soul.
所以我们这样，我们也可以以同样的这个经节来跟我们。想要传道理的人讲说，你们来买，来接受这个酒奶还有粮食，因为这个你要仔细的听，它是能够满足你的。
From Brother Jim Dye testimony, I also have a testimony before I approach him to bear a testimony.
其实关于那个金弟兄他所讲的见证，我在他。来做见证之前，我自己有一个见证。
I proposed to the church council that for this time spiritual convocation, we should ask our member to bear a testimony.
因为我在我们灵恩会之前，我建议我们的职务会能够在这一次的灵恩布道大会能够有一个见证会。
So the church council agreed then.I pray for 1 week for this matter.
那职务会就同意让我为这件事情祷告一个礼拜。
And then I start approaching the new believer if they willing to bear a testimony for this spiritual convocation.
我就开始跟这个新受洗没有多久的信徒们问他们愿不愿意在这次做见证。
Thank God when I approached Sister Sunny and then she said, yes, I'm willing.
感谢神，我问 Sunny 姐妹，她就说愿意。
And then when I approached Brother Jim, he said that, oh, it's amazing because I just got the inspiration. God wants me to testify.
然后我问Jim 弟兄的时候，他也说哦，这个是很奇妙的，因为我觉得神在感动我，说我应当做见证的。
So I said, thank God, but please, I give you 1 more week. Let's pray and then ask God's guidance.
但我就跟他们说，感谢神，但是你们还是要花一个礼拜的时间，求神来准备你们的心。
And then a week before a week, Sister Sunny emailed me and said that, oh yeah, I want to confirm that I'm willing to testify.
那在要见证之前的一个礼拜，森妮姐妹也给我一个电子邮件，就是确认说她会做见证。
But I didn't get the email from Brother Jim.
但是我却没有收到Jim 弟兄的这个电子邮件。
So I emailed him.
我就给他一个电子邮件。
And then he answered me back.
他就回复我说。
Yes, I already say yes from the beginning. I will bear a testimony this time.
他说我是啊，我是要做见证。我不是当初就已经讲好了吗？
Thank God.
所以我感谢神。
So for we really thank God that we can hear a testimony from the new believer in Kanuga Park Church.
我们非常感谢神能够听到我们新受洗的信徒能够在这里为我们做见证。
For the mutual encouragement for the new believer, let's turn the Second Peter.
我们在翻译一件圣经，大家互相做勉励。彼得后书。
Second Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
Verse 18.
第三章第十八节。
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
So let's keep continue to seek the fullness of Holy Spirit by attending more seminar and grow in the grace and knowledge about the Bible.
所以，但愿我们大家都能够不断地参加。这种教会的这种训练的讲习会，让我们能够在基督的恩典和知识上能够有所长进。
And also one more first, Colossians 2.
再来一个哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6.
哥罗西书第二章第六节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6.
哥罗西书第二章第六节。
So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord.Continue to live in Him.
你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行。
So may all the glory be unto holy names. We conclude the testimony session. Let's pray in silence.
愿一切的荣耀归给我们的主耶稣。让我们结束我们的见证会。大家低头默祷。